Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy. My name is Ian.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers. So Tyler, you told me before the show that you had a story for me.
Oh yes, I have a story. So, I just got home, and I know this is a lot of information, maybe TMI, but whatever. I really had to go to the restroom. So,
yeah, I know.
So, I really had to go to the restroom.
Good way to start off.
I decided to go to the restroom before I got home, kind of like, I just really need to go. So, I get into the stall, and I'm sitting there, and I'm out in public, kind of a place.
So, you're taking a poo in public?
Yeah. I know. I'm not one of those people. I can care less.
Like, no, I mean, like, in public? Or, like, in a public restroom?
In a public restroom.
Oh.
Yes.
So I wasn't paying attention.
Not in a bush somewhere.
Oh.
So, I'm sitting there. No, not standing there. Sitting there. You know, doing my thing. And this guy comes in. Okay, cool. Whatever, you know. It's a public restroom. Of course. It happens.
Right.
Majority of the time that anybody goes to the restroom. First off, he's talking on his cell phone.
Love it.
And I was just like, really? Really? Why? Why? And so, then I was like, you know what? Maybe he thinks he's by himself in here. Then I was like...
So did you do the,
I then started, like, moving stuff around. The guy puts it on speakerphone.
Oh, awesome.
Like, I was just like, are you kidding me?
Maybe he wanted you to get in on the conversation.
No, this is the part that probably annoyed me the most. He wasn't speaking English. So I couldn't find out what they were talking about. Either person on this conversation...
That's frustrating.
...weren't talking English.
We should start, like,
no.
Having a seizure or something.
Oh, well, I thought about doing a lot of things. So then, this is where it then just ups it to another level of how much I just hate people
society. And
society.
Uh-huh.
So I get out... And I go to wash my hands. Guess where this guy is?
Standing in front of the sink.
Oh, no. He's standing right dead in the middle of the two sinks writing down stuff.
Oh, good.
I shoulder him. I was like, screw this. I shouldered him. I was like, all right, move out of my way. And I just, to get, because it was enough that I couldn't get to either sink.
Who comes to the bathroom?
To do business.
To take notes.
Well, you go to the bathroom and do business, but to do business. Like,
right.
I was like, and he looked at me like, what are you doing? I was like, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, I gave him that look like, you're the one in a bathroom.
Right, taking notes.
Taking notes on speakerphone. Like, I don't care. Like, I just want to wash my hands and get out of here. So then I left. I was very annoyed. And then I came to the conclusion that I am just going to start governing and policing society.
So you're America now.
I am, yes. I'm going to be a vigilante. And just, when I feel society is doing something wrong in my eyes.
You're going to put on your Punisher bandana.
I'm going to put on the Punisher bandana, throw on my Skull t-shirt, and I'm going to fight crime. But it's like...
My family was killed.
I am the Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
So, but yeah, I was just... Because I was trying to be very calm about this situation. Because usually I jump to the biggest extreme, like, screw this person, I want to hit him.
Which surprises me because you're used to... I mean, usually advocate the not jumping to extremes. But when you get angry...
When I get angry, I get angry. Like, if I'm going to get angry, I'm going to give you 110% of my anger. So, but when I was sitting there, I was like, okay, somebody's talking on the cell phone. Maybe he thinks he's in there alone.
Right.
Started wrestling around with some stuff.
No.
Started moving. He then upped it as almost I was inconveniencing his phone call to the speakerphone.
Jackass.
That's where I lost it. I was like, okay. It would have been one thing if he would have just kept talking and at least known, and then maybe I didn't hear him talk as much.
Right.
All right, he was. I think it's still weird talking on the cell phone while going to the bathroom. That's a whole different concept. He might not have. But yeah, I was just like, really?
You should have called me. Well, so we could then you could put me on speakerphone, and then we could have had a had dueling conversations.
Just like this guy in the bathroom is talking on his cell phone. And he's so dope. But yeah, and so that's what once he. It was the putting it on speakerphone mm-hmm. that upped it to the level of, okay, now I'm pissed.
Right, now you want to hurt someone.
And then once I got out and he wasn't using the sink or using the urinal,
right, he was just
using the desk space in between the two sinks to write notes to whoever he's talking to.
Oh, that's precious.
And I was like, no. All right. I've had enough of this. So, but before that, most of my day I was sitting at my desk doing what you do at your desk.
Uh-huh.
And I listened to different podcasts and radio right. shows and stuff like that. And I was listening to this one out of San Francisco called Sex with Emily. It's a Sunday, it's kind of a Loveline-esque,
uh-huh.
but it's a girl and a guy. Well, it's mostly a girl and she has like a sidekick.
Okay.
Emily is the girl.
Okay. Oh, weird.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
Uh-huh.
And they were just talking about, I mean, they talk about sexual topics. And it's always interesting. I always love listening to that stuff because people do the weirdest things.
Uh-huh.
And people have the weirdest, they're okay with this and not okay with that. And I just love the sex logic
uh-huh.
of like, okay, I can do this, but that's degrading and this isn't. And they're just like, really? What? How do you correlate all those concepts?
Right.
But they were talking about like, their goals and stuff or something. They were talking about something. I wasn't, like, I was doing other things.
There's so many questions I want to ask about that.
But the guy, the sidekick, the sidekick was like, oh yeah, I'm starting a new diet. And I like, whenever I hear the word diet and people are like, oh, I'm starting this new one, I cringe.
Uh-huh.
Just like personally, because so often it's just a fad and it's, it like hurts me.
Right.
Don't think it's ever going to work or last.
When you quote-unquote start a diet, you have to realize that you are already on a diet. All the word diet means is what you happen to be consuming.
Yeah.
And so this word diet's got so played out that it doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah, well, it's also funny, like, if you just think about it in the sense of, I'm starting a diet. Well, that means you're going to have to finish it at one. Like, you
right,
know,
exactly.
Like, if you're starting a diet, you're going to have to then finish it, and thus you're going to go back to normal.
It's almost better to say, like, I'm changing my eating habits.
Yeah.
That would be a more appropriate way to say, like, to actually tackle it.
And that, if somebody said, I'm changing my eating habits, I'd go, awesome.
Right,
let's
exactly.
have a conversation.
Exactly.
You say diet, I'm just like, ugh, I hate you.
Yeah.
Well, guess what this guy's eating diet now is? He wants to be a vegetarian because he thinks that that's going to make him lose weight.
Which it will.
Well, this was the thing that was funny. So that he's talking about, he's like, yeah, I'm cutting out meat. And she goes, oh, that's cool. And then he goes, I'm also cutting out soda and fast food. And I was like, well, that's going to make you lose the weight right there, cutting out fast food and
right.
soda.
Right.
You can still eat meat. And he was like, I love meat. I'm going to keep eating meat eventually. I just, when I need to lose weight, and so I'm going to go to the vegetarian. And I was just like, that doesn't even make sense.
I mean, it
doesn't to me.
A vegetarian diet is really, really good for, I think, a general populace who doesn't want to be active. That's typically who it goes for. Like, if you eat a lot of vegetables and not a lot of proteins and not a lot of dairy, because usually vegetarians don't want to eat a lot of dairy, or if they do, they eat the wrong kinds of dairy. They'll eat a lot of cheeses and things like that that have a lot of saturated fat in them. And they'll put it on everything. They'll have their broccoli with cheese grated on top. They'll have their rice and beans with cheese on it. They'll have their eggs in the morning with cheese. And it's like, it becomes more of a cheesetarian and without meat. So
see, that whole cheese on everything freaks me out. I knew this girl named Bennifer that used to take, like, Kraft singles and lay them on rice and then melt it on the rice. And that freaked me out for some reason. I'm fine with it in, like, a bean burrito, like,
uh-huh.
rice and, like, cheese and stuff. But just because it was, like, white rice.
Uh-huh.
And white rice to me signifies, like, Asian culture food.
Oh, really?
For some reason, just white rice by itself,
huh.
I
that's
just
like a,
correlate
to me,
to
that's a home-cooked meal. My mom always cooked Persian food. We had nice basmati Persian rice.
See, I, being white rice, Asian. That's...
See, I thought you correlated with you.
But then throwing cheese on top of it, it just freaks me out.
I have a huge batch of brown rice and black beans, and I put some cheese in it.
But see, adding the black beans now makes it a Mexican dish.
No!
Cheese being okay.
But I didn't even put any Mexican spices on it.
I'm telling you, I have weird concepts when it comes to food
the
orient of what things can go with each other.
You do. Let's get back to this whole vegetarian
thing. But yes, I was so just annoyed. Not really. I've yet to be convinced that the vegetarian diet is a great jump to be thinner.
I think it can work for some people but it's a lifestyle. You have to really change everything, because if you just cut out meat and continue to eat like crap, like, I don't want to use that example, but if you continue to eat, like, say you went to pasta and you didn't cut out, you only ate pasta and vegetables, you're still going to be fat, because pasta is inherently, like, not very good for you, because it's processed food, it's got a lot of high glycemic carbohydrates, and those are going to be digestible quicker. But if you instead start cutting out the pasta and start eating more vegetables, actual vegetables, that's actually pretty good for you.
See, that's where I feel a lot of people go wrong on the whole vegetarian thing. They get rid of the meat and they overcomp with carbs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and they kind of have to.
They have to, but they overcomp with the bad kind. Like, they'll sit down and eat a loaf of sourdough bread.
Tyler, you know I hate that, the term bad and good food, right?
True.
Like, because there's no food that is actually an evil food. It will not. It did not try and smother you last night, correct?
No, it didn't.
So, just put it, but I know what you mean. It's they will overload their body with high glycemic foods that aren't...
Or high fatty foods.
Exactly.
Like, where they overcomp in these other areas instead of eating more fruits and vegetables and just correct method of doing it. So, it always irks me.
Right. Because my mom, as you know, hardcore vegetarian since the age of, I believe, 16.
Yes.
So she has it played out where she knows exactly how to do it. She eats a lot of beans, a lot of legumes, a lot of vegetables. And, you know, that's her lifestyle. It's not like she enjoys the other portions of life. She'll enjoy pasta, but not often.
I know your mom's, I always have known that your mom's a vegetarian. Uh-huh. I've had so many meals at your house, because everybody else in your family is not.
Mm-mm.
So I always, and there's always large trays of meat.
My dad's one of the best barbecuers ever.
Fantastic. And so I never watch what she puts on. Like, I know that she was a vegetarian, but I've never really watched her eat.
When I started to go, because I was homeschooled up until high school, so I didn't really, hang out with girls at mealtimes. So when I first saw, girls and women eating meat, it freaked me out. I thought all girls were vegetarian, because that was the only example I had.
That's
so I was like, why are you putting, that is for men? Excuse me? That meat is for a man, not for a woman. And it seriously messed with my mind.
How crazy of a concept would that have been if that's how society is? How crazy would that, if that female, meat was for men? Or that's how, I'm sure at one time it might have been like that. I've not done the research of the social economic concepts.
Meat was for rich people at one point, but...
So I guess the females maybe... sucked down a couple of drumsticks of an ostrich or whatever.
Ostrich.
I don't know. I thought I'd not use turkey or chicken. I thought I'd mix it up a little bit.
I have had ostrich.
Don't they sell ostrich? Well, it's turkey, but they claim it's ostrich at Disneyland.
I think so. But there's a place that sells ostrich burgers. Hmm. That's all right. It's nothing special.
What's the craziest meat you've ever ate?
Well, define craziest. You mean most foreign animal or weirdest body part?
Oh, let's play both.
Because I've had...
Okay, craziest animal would be...
I think I've had snake and alligator.
I was going to...
I've had elk, which is pretty out there.
I've had alligator beef jerky, which I guess isn't beef
jerky.
No,
it's alligator
jerky.
Alligator jerky.
No, alleg jerky.
Shut up.
I'm going to trademark that.
Go ahead.
Alleg jerky. That sounds.
I've also had head cheese from a cow, lip, tongue, cheek.
Head cheese. Right. Okay, thank you.
I've had the whole face.
Where?
Santa Barbara. There's a place called Lily's Taqueria, and I've had eye tacos, lip tacos, tongue tacos, cheek tacos, and brain tacos. And then my dad gave me sheep brain once. Go figure.
See, the craziest thing...
I think it was cheek, was delicious. It was so good.
Huh.
I was
like,
weird.
What made it delicious?
It just had a different texture. It was a lot more... Like, the flavors were different than like, say, a steak. It was just a different kind of meat. It was weird. Yeah. It was really weird. And, like, you just can't think about it when you eat that kind of stuff.
No, I wouldn't.
Like, which is, like, the complete opposite of what we're talking about today, is the whole vegetarianism thing. And, like, we're talking about eating cow brains.
But, yeah, we'll get back to it.
Right.
We got time.
We do.
But, yeah, that's such a... The craziest thing I've ever ate, and because my family wasn't...
No, your mom freaks out when... Yeah. I brought home... she made quinoa one time, which is, like, a grain. And she freaked out. She's like, what the hell is this?
I try to experiment now in my eating, and I take my baby steps.
That's right.
It's probably the nicest.
You gotta want apples and bananas.
Yeah, but I even tried,
broccoli?
No, that one day you brought Indian food, or what was that?
Oh, yeah, Thai food.
Yeah, Thai food.
You like
Thai? Yeah, that wasn't that bad.
No.
First time I ever ate that stuff.
Yeah.
I stick to my...
You like sushis, too.
I like sushi as well. So, yeah, I just have to slowly branch out. The weirdest thing I ever remember my mom making was she did... quote-unquote mashed potatoes one night that were really mashed up cauliflowers.
Oh, cauliflower. Yeah, it's really good.
I hated it.
I'm sorry.
No, I hated
I'm sorry,
it
Bindi.
Because, no, I hated it because of this. I was wanting my mashed potatoes. And then I had this, if I would have known it was mashed up cauliflower, I then might have been okay to the event. But I was so emotionally distraught over this is not what I was expecting.
I've made it before, and like all you have to do, you just have to watch out because it can get really watery really quickly. So,
like mashed potatoes, so yeah. I figured it was correctly done. It just was not the taste I was suspecting.
Exactly. So, I'll perfect my recipe and
throw that up.
We'll throw it out. So.
But yeah, with vegetarians.
Like, my little brother, Geeve.
Yes.
Sorry, Beeve.
Beeve.
He was a vegetarian for a little while, and he did it the bad way. He ate, you know, like, the lots of, you know, cheeses and yogurts and, you know, the fattier stuff, and it wasn't a healthy thing for him. And
why did he, like, that's the thing that always fascinates me, is that every person that I talk to that goes vegetarian seems to go for
two
different
reasons. Well, there are two reasons. You have the ethical reason, like, animals aren't treated well, I don't agree with killing them, or the other reason's health. And ethical, I can't really argue with, because... that, I mean, you are killing something, so that there is an ethical reason. Health, I can argue till the cows come home, and then I eat them.
Yeah, and I just even the ethical I could kind of argue with because I go suck it up.
Yeah, but I mean, when you get there,
you're
talking about like the massive cow farms like on the I-5, and that to me is disgusting.
No, yeah, and that like
where they're like just standing in their own poop.
Yeah, that's creeps gross. Me out. But it's like. They're cows. Let's eat them.
Right.
I don't need to pay attention to how we do it. Let's try and do it somewhat humane.
Right.
But
right.
Not my top 10 priorities.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I don't need...
Screw you, PETA!
Yeah, exactly.
I hate PETA.
Yeah.
They're overrated.
PETA bread.
Yeah, come after me,
PETA. Bread is delicious, though.
No, that's not that bad.
Oh, sorry.
No, somebody
I forgot to put my phone on on vibrate.
Someone's popular.
I apologize.
Who's thinking about you now? Yeah.
Nope. No, we're not talking about this text message, sorry.
Oh, no, we're not.
okay, cool. So, let's move back to more vegetarianism. Let's talk about, like, that.
Awkward.
The pros and cons. more awkward for you.
My ex-girlfriend just texted Keon. Not for the reason that you might think, but...
Yeah,
I'm sure it's
and it's like, not that I don't want to, like, talk to her. She's a cool girl, but...
I'm sure it's productive. It's not like he's honing in on an ex-girlfriend of mine. It's just...
Funny. Yeah, exactly.
We were all friends.
Yes. So, let's talk about some of the pros and cons of vegetarianism. Con, don't get to eat meat. Pro, less saturated fat in your diet, right?
True.
Pro would be that you're actually eating vegetables more if you do it correctly.
Better craps.
Better poos, right? Which is awesome.
Which, yeah.
That's definitely one benefit. You have a lot less likelihood of, like, heart disease and that kind of stuff.
Cholesterol level goes down.
Cholesterol level, because you have less saturated fat. Yeah. But, and this is a huge but, to be active physically and be a vegetarian, then you're getting into a dangerous area. Because then you're not getting enough proteins, you're tearing down you're breaking down your muscles without giving it the appropriate nutrients to rebuild themselves.
When you say active though,
I'm talking working out, like
working
anything
out
beyond
with weights,
anything
or
beyond
cardio?
Yoga and Pilates.
Okay.
Anything beyond those two things, yoga being a vegetarian and doing yoga and Pilates go really, really well together. But once you start
Yeah, it does because it's all hippy dippy.
Shut your mouth.
It's all hippy dippy. And then you go to Whole Foods afterwards and Trader Joe's, and then you guys go find tarps and play with them
I've
in the park.
I've never been a vegetarian ever in my entire life.
I just like making fun of you.
Shut your mouth. I still hate you.
Yoga. Pilates.
No,
I like yoga and Pilates. Let's say when I go to Pilates classes and I was to ask people, hey, do you eat meat? And they go, no, I'm a vegetarian. I'm not shocked.
Right. And the thing is, like, most of my classes are omnivores. You know, they eat both. They eat everything. So getting back to the whole thing that spurred that is your body just isn't getting enough nutrients, like the proteins and the carbohydrates. And then we dig into the whole soy concept, which we're going to save a whole day for because I'm going to bitch slap soy. Soy is from the devil and can stay there. We'll leave it at that.
What about tofu?
Different?
Okay with tofu?
Fermented, okay with it, but not great with it. Fermented soy is much different than regular
soy or tofu? You said fermented soy.
Fermented soy. Because tofu is a form of fermented soy.
Okay.
Tofu is a soy.
We're talking about two different topics, and then you threw in a fermented,
tofu is a soy derivative.
No, I know.
Right. And so fermented soy, well, whatever.
Talk about soy and tofu later.
So being based on a soy diet, soy and bean protein sources, it's a lot harder to get adequate protein to quote-unquote hypertrophy the muscle to make it bigger. So don't roll your eyes at me. Why do you get mad when I like use maybe slightly larger words than you're used to using?
Yep. Well, no, I like, bigger than the word. I don't like to use big words because most people have to take the 10 seconds to go, that's what that meant. When you can say, it helps rebuild your muscles in a faster
way. Why would I use
eight
words?
I would rather use eight words to talk to somebody and let them extremely understand what I was saying instead of question what I was saying with one.
See, I'd rather have the, use the one word, teach someone to use the one word, and then never have to go back and have that discussion ever again.
That's a good word.
You know, it's like, we say hypertrophy.
And that means
to make your muscles larger, then theoretically we'd never have to have that conversation again.
We're a podcast, we need to use smaller words because sometimes people don't listen to all of them.
Yeah, but I'd still rather up the level of education.
So then we have to do every beginning of each. All right, so these are the words you're supposed to know before. We might not use any of them this podcast, but you need to know this, and this.
No, we'll just shut up.
No, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. That's how you and I work. Is you talk with your big scientific words, and then I bring it back home so that...
It's like going to your banker, and they're using, like, you know, quid pro quo, blah, 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 like all these big words. And it's like you need to know the vocabulary to operate in that area. And since we all have a body, we should all know the way
And I agree to some extent. I do. There's no reason to get upset.
I'm not getting upset. I'm just getting frustrated because I get angry when people don't when just thinking about the state of our physical education in society and we don't learn these words, we don't learn about our body, we don't learn about the planes of movement in PE, you know, and that's just silly to me.
No,
it's like,
I agree that PE in school is a complete waste of time.
Right. Until we make it better.
You need to do about three more things and it's perfect in my eyes, kind of concept.
Exactly.
But that, I believe, is also a rant that we can do on a different podcast.
Exactly.
Which would be a good podcast. Well, mental note that one.
Yeah.
What would we change in the physical education role.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's a fun one.
We're making this stuff up off the fly.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's how we roll. So.
Anyway, I've yet to see someone who consistently lifts weights and is strong and mobile and all the things you need to be to stay mobile into your later years, who is a vegetarian. Like, yeah, my mom is deeply into Pilates and is a vegetarian, but her goal is not to get jacked and tan, you know? Yeah. Her goal is to stay moving and be very, and, you know, and to be strong in her world.
And your mom likes to dance, and your mom's probably extremely flexible.
Right.
And stuff like, I mean, your mom, I look at and go, you're perfectly healthy, and there's not things that I really question about. So.
Right, right. And that, I mean, there are a lot of benefits, like, because now you have to get your fats from a different source as well, and so you have to start adding a lot of different things, and you have to be a lot more diligent to be a good vegetarian than to be a good omnivore.
Like melt down some Crisco and start drinking that.
Exactly. You read my mind.
It's delicious.
Melted Crisco is probably the best source of good fats.
On a completely kind of wrap, not really. I was watching Food Network yesterday, which I love to watch. I enjoy food. I enjoy seeing how they mix it up and stuff like that. Was watching, I think it's Dinner with the Neelys, or it's, not to be racist, it's the black couple that, like, husband, wife, and they make soul food kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
They're making chicken pot pie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was
like,
that.
Sweet, sign me up. I'm sold. Let me see how you guys make it. Start cutting up all these vegetables, chicken, start shredding up all that. Got the peas, got the onions, the carrots, the celery, and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Then she's like, all right, we're then going to melt this stick of butter in this saucepan, and takes a whole stick of butter and melts it in. And it's like 2 centimeters of just butter floating in the bottom of this saucepan. I was like, my God.
Right.
Like, I just like was hurting watching it. And then they put all the vegetables into the butter.
Oh, good.
And I was
how big was the end pie, though? Because it could be, I mean, it could be appropriate if it was big enough. It was like,
for
2 pies. Oh. So we're getting a quarter stick of butter?
Yeah.
Probably not the best idea.
But it was just like, you had that, like, oh.
Like, you have room to talk.
Yeah, it was just so, oh. It was so annoying. Because then they put, like, heavy cream in. And then they started adding more and more stuff that, like, made me just cringe.
You're just like, oh.
This is not, I mean, and I'm not expecting everything to be healthy, but it was like, this was just not even healthy conscious. Like,
right.
It was like, screw it, we're throwing everything
right.
that we want into this.
Right. It's, I mean, and a lot of chefs play that fine line of making things super delicious or healthy, and I don't think there is that line. You know, it's, you can make something that's really, really healthy and really, really delicious.
And, but also I think with chefs, like, I love Iron Chef. All of those plates are smaller portions,
mm-hmm.
so you can throw more butter, and I feel, into it, because in whole it's a smaller concept, so really you're getting only this much.
Right, you're getting like a quarter of what you would normally get. Sure, it's a little bit more calorie dense than something else, but you're eating less of it. Yeah, and I see that. It's just, if we all ate like that every day, we'd probably get fatter.
No, yeah. And I mean, you don't see people on, what is the Italian girl on Food Network? She's smoking hot.
Rachel Ray?
No.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Oh, what is her name?
Like Giovanna?
Yeah, she's the only thin one
yeah.
on Food Network. Bobby Flay is like
Flay's
pretty
right,
thin.
Yeah. He's,
like,
he's
I don't
healthy.
Know, he always wears like nothing that, I mean, as gay as that sounds, like nothing's form-fitting that I can tell what he looks like. Oh, yay. But everybody else is a little bit on the...
I mean, why, yeah, and it comes from an inactive lifestyle.
But I do love you, Paula Deen. You're my favorite.
I can't stand her.
I love her.
I can't stand her.
She, I really feel like she makes love to me over the TV set.
Wow.
While making delicious, fatty, not good for you treats.
That is sensual.
And I eat it up.
we have Paula Deen seasonings in our
yes.
cupboard.
So,
Tyler was. We have a freaking Paula Deen candle.
Yes. Paula Deen. I have a mad crush on Paula Deen.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm throwing it out there. So to wrap it up, though, okay. Vegetarianism, sum it up.
Probably not the best lifestyle, but if you don't really care about the size of your muscles, like, it can be healthy. And it can be, if you do it well and eat vegetables and beans and really mix up your diet, can be a really, really good way to lose weight. My buddy, Ben.
Wow, we've never ran into that problem.
I know. He lost a lot of weight, and partially because he started running a lot, and partially because he's a vegetarian.
Okay.
So it can be done well, but I don't think it's the most optimal lifestyle.
No, I agree. And it's kind of like you were kind of saying earlier, I buy the concept of, for emotional concepts, you don't want to eat an animal.
Right. Okay.
I don't agree with it. But I'll give it to you.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's kind of my sense of, okay, whatever, have your little niche, cool, whatever. But if it's the, oh, I just want to cut out meat to cut out meat concept, that's when I start to go, okay, well, then what are you replacing it with?
Exactly. What are
we doing?
That's actually probably the best point we've made all day, is when you take meat out, you have to replace it with something else.
Yeah.
And what is that something else going to be? It's going to be beans, soy, or more vegetables. And if it's beans and more vegetables, you're probably on the right track. If it's beans and, or it's vegetables and soy, we got an issue.
And then some people are okay then with, like, this is where it gets really confusing, is that some people are like, okay, I'm okay with eating chicken, just not beef.
Right.
I'm okay with fish, but not this.
Right.
And so that's whenever, that's kind of the, when you look at it in a vegetarian sense, it's like, well, what do you mean when you go with that?
Because the reason people cut out red meat is because we've been told it's terrible for you. When in actuality, if you eat grass-fed beef, it's as good for you as fish. Like, there's no debating that. The omega-3 profile of the meat equals out to that of salmon. So it comes down, like, that is unfortunately false. You know, it's like, yes, if you eat conventional, quote-unquote, like corn-fed beef, yeah, it'll be better. It's not as good for you. But if you eat grass-fed beef, you're all right. So, it's still controversial. I would recommend eating a more balanced diet, basing your diet in plants, then in meats, and then everything else can go around it. Like, I think a plant-based diet is probably the healthiest, not a grain-based diet. Unfortunately, grains, we're going to talk about low-carb diets, but short notice, we decided that we wanted to do more research on it because we wanted to make sure that you guys knew.
It was one of those, when we did our normal research, we realized, oh, there's a lot more information out there than we really have the time to dive into.
We needed to boil it down to a couple key points, and we hadn't yet. So we'll do that another time. But if you're a vegetarian, make sure you avoid the soy, eat the beans. If you're not a vegetarian, grass-fed beef, and try and avoid hormones. That's pretty much what it boils down to. Eat plants. That's about it.
I agree. Check us out on truefitnessacademy.com.
We went up in iTunes again. We're in the fitness and nutrition section of iTunes. We were number 36 today.
We're 36?
Yeah.
That's even upper than when you woke me up last night to inform me.
I know.
Spectacular.
So, thank you for subscribing. It's really...
Did we beat that one guy that you wanted to
beat? Yeah, we did.
Yeah!
We beat two of the people I read online, which is really weird. Like, I follow these people, and now I'm more prominent than them in iTunes.
Yeah,
screw those guys.
So yeah, truefitnessacademy.com. Check us out on iTunes. You know what? You guys are doing so well. We're getting very, very close to being Oprah.
That's right.
Beating Oprah in the health and fitness. It's my goal. I can then justify to my parents that my life is okay.
Right. Exactly.
I have beat Oprah.
We've achieved something great.
Yeah.
And then all we need is a magazine with our face on it every month. Just, hey, yeah.
Who's on the cover of this month's True Fitness? Oh, it's Keanu and Tyler, dressed up as sailors. She dresses up as something weird every
sailors?
Time.
Sailors? Why'd you pick sailors?
I honestly, for some reason, then, I went
then
there.
Then Indians, then construction worker, then a policeman.
It's Halloween! It's like the special issue of Halloween. It's like seven different covers for each. The Village People. That'd be great.
That'd be terrible.
So, yeah. All right, cool. So, check us out on iTunes, Facebook. We have a fan page. Fan page. That's not right. A group. We have a fan page. Guess right. We could make a group, too.
What would that do?
That'd be redundant.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. Check us out there. And, yeah, that's about it.
I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We love you. Goodbye.